This week is Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim, only one parsha. Last week we learned Achrei Mois. This week Parshas Kedoshim. Even though it's a short parsha, it's a very hard parsha. A lot of long Rashi's. The Baal HaTurim at the end of the parsha tells us there are 70 mitzvahs. 70 mitzvahs in this week's parsha. In addition, in the Baal HaTurim, the beginning of the parsha tells us that there are 10 times in this week's parsha, it says, Ani Hashem. What is the significance in the pasuk in the Torah telling us in this week's parsha alone, Ani Hashem 10 times? So he writes here in the Baal HaTurim, it says, Ani Hashem, V'samach Lei Kedoshim Shedavar Shebekedusha Tzorech Hasara. Dahainu Eda, v'chein asere asara pa'amim ani Hashem Elokeichem b'parsha zo. And this parsha begins again. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamart alehem kidoshim tiyu. The Baal HaTurim asks the question: what is the significance of the word adas next to the word kidoshim? What's the juxtaposition kidoshim with the word adas? The answer is, in order for there to be a person to do a davar shabbi kedusha, saying kaddish kedusha shmoneh esrei, a davar shabbi kedusha, which means you need the adas b'nei Yisrael. You need to have kedusha. In order for there to be kedusha, you must have an adas. And how many members of Klal Yisrael do you need to qualify to create an adas in order to have a davar shabbi kedusha? 10. Okay, so we have over here a source, another very interesting remez to this concept of why, how do you know 10? Because it says in this week's parasha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. V'chein asara pam Ani Hashem Elokeichem b'parasha zo, in this parasha of Kedoshim. Okay, this is the Baal HaTurim l'shita. I just want to make a very small point about davar shabbi kedusha, something which I came across this week in Rabbeinu Bechaye. And it's not Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye, he quotes a person by the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov. I'm not sure who he's referring to. Maybe it's one of the Baalei Tosfos. And he says, he seems to say that if not for the fact that it's accepted in Klal Yisrael, a certain girsa in the Gemara, he feels that there's a mistake in the Mesorah of what it says in the Gemara. It's a shocking thing what he says. And that is, how do we know, what is the primary source for a davar shabbi kedusha, are 10 people? So Gzereshav, the Gemara says, it says, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, the word b'soich, admosai, and it says, hibadlu mitoich ho'eda ho'roho hazois. Ho'eda, right? Ho'eda ho'roho hazois. How many people were part of the Eda? 12. Yatsu Yoshua v'kalev, they're not the Ro'ah. There were 12 Meraglim. They were not Ro'ah. So how many are you left with? You're left with 10. So now it says, v'nikdashti, the Gemara is the gzeresh of the word, b'soich, b'soich. It says in the pasuk, v'nikdashti, b'soich, b'nei Yisrael. Adavar shabikadusha is b'soich. And it says the word b'soich in the pasuk by the Meraglim, where Hashem says, hibadlu mitoicho edo horo hazois, yatsu yeshua v'kolev. So there are 10 people. So the gzeresh of it teaches us you need 10 people in order to have an Eda, the Nikdashli b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The obvious question which everyone asks is, how can Chazal make a gzeresh of it to 10 Rishoyim? If you want to have a davar shabbi kedusha, you need a tzibur. A tzibur everyone knows is tzadikim, ubeinonim, or Rishoyim. Tzadi, vav, beis, a tzibur, tzadi, beis, the tzadi of tzibur is a tzadik, the beis is a beinoni. And the Vav Reish is U Rishoyim. Here you only have Rishoyim. The Eidu Hara Hazois. We are the Tzadikim. We are the Benonim. A Tzibur, you know, you want to tell them that you don't have to, everyone has to be ayayay. You can have some people that say they're not 100%, but at least you got to have someone. You have to have someone that's, you have to have at least a Tzadik, one Tzadik. So where's the Tzadikim? So it's a very good question. It's a very, very difficult question. So Rabbeinu Bechaye, he writes, in the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, that he feels that there's really, I don't know the exact words, is that's not the Gezerah Shava. The Gezerah Shava comes from another word, Toich. It refers to, Rabbi Eski, you'll help me with the Pasuk, it is when the brothers of Yosef went down, Vayerdu Achei Yosef Asorah, lishbar besoch besoch haboim. The word besoch. 10 brothers of Yosef, the Achei Yosef, they went down to Egypt to buy food. Besoch haboim. And what does Rashi on that pasuk tell us? Quotes Chazal. Why does it say, all of a sudden, the brothers of Yosef, who cares about Yosef? Yosef's brothers, they sold him as a slave. All of a sudden now, the Achei Yosef. And what does it mean, besoch haboim? You go through the front door. What's going on over here? So Rashi says, you have to understand the whole picture. The brothers at this point in time had charata. After 22 years of watching their father suffer, it bothered them. They reflected, you know what? Maybe we made a mistake. It was not the right thing to sell Yosef. We want to do teshuva. We want to redeem our brother. We're going to find him no matter what, and we're going to bring him home. And that's why here they're called Achei Yosef. And that's why it says, B'soich HaBoim. They did not all come together through the front door. They spread out through the entire Egypt. Every entrance that Mitzrayim had, another brother went to that entrance in order to increase the possibility, the prospects of finding their lost brother Yosef. It says the word besoch, and it says v'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. It says here in this passage explicitly, v'yerdu achei Yosef asora. If here there were 10 people, and that shift, they call it tzadikim. They're certainly tzadikim. So certainly, so too, v'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael, you need 10 people.
Also, isn't it strange that it's 12 minus 2?
It's another strange thing.
Asara.
So this is what Rabbeinu Bechaye writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov. Who is Rabbeinu Yaakov? I don't know. Maybe those who are familiar with the writings of Rabbeinu Bechaye know who he is, Rabbeinu, who he refers to. L'chor, it's one of the Bali Tosfos, and he's writing this incredible Chiddush, that it would appear that this is not correct, but then he concludes at the end. But listen, if this is the Mesorah, we have no choice to accept what it says. But he does bring up this point, and he brings this pasuk, incredible. There's just one additional element that we have to add, and that is, they didn't just, the 10 people, the brothers of Yosef who came down, they didn't come as individuals. They came as a group to care for someone else. So when you there's a very great advantage of using the pasuk of Vayerdu Achei Yosef Asara, Lishbar besoich haboim. They came for someone else. When a person stands to daven, what is your primary machshava when you daven Shmoneh Esrei? Are you davening for yourself, or are you davening for someone else? You can't daven Shmoneh Esrei, Dover Shebe Kedusha, unless you have 10 people. Okay, there you have 10 people. So now what? You're selfish. It's all for me. Everyone, each to his own. Or is the purpose of having a Dover Shebe Kedusha, now you have a power, you have a koyach, but the goal, the role of the koyach is to use that power to help someone else, not to be selfish and only focus on yourself. The Achei Yosef here were not selfish. They came down, they did teshuva. They're coming to find and help someone else. Their brother Yosef helped their father. This is the perfect model, the perfect thought, the perfect frame of mind a tzibur should be in when they come to perform a Dover Shebe Kedusha. Here in this week's parsha, we begin Daber El Koladas Bnei Yisrael V'Yamarta Alehem Kidoshim to you. The whole parsha, most of the parsha, deals with mitzvahs relating bin Adam l'chaveroi. Lo tignoivu, lo sechachashu, lo sikim, lo sitar, lo sigzol, lo sas avu b'mishpat. The whole parsha, more or less, is dealing, ruba de ruba, dealing with interpersonal relations. You're dealing with your fellow man. And it's telling you here that when you deal with your fellow man, kidoshim. Kiddusha isn't just between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kiddusha, the whole parasha, not every single thing in the parasha, but I think probably the major chunk of the parasha deals with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, and it's telling you that's where you'll find Kiddusha. Kiddusha is not just to be selfish and to sit in your own corner and daven Yishmoneh Esrei, and it's all about you, yourself. It's about someone else. Kidoshim to you. Ki kodosh ni Hashem Elokeichem. And the Baal HaTorim says, you need 10 people for that. You need for Kedusha 10 people. It says the word Adas. It says here the word Kedushim. And in this week's parasha, when you want to understand Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the Kedusha comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says 10 times the word Kedusha. And when you add Rabbeinu Yaakov to the mix, in that what is a real source, what is a significant source of Besoich Besoich, it's Vayerdu Achei Yosef Asara Lishbar Besoich Aboyim, it's to be concerned with someone else, someone other than yourself. The whole is exactly the whole Lashon Esrei. The zuchus of the tzibur. You have to come together. Absolutely, absolutely.
The only Lashon Esrei that's plural is Lo Sasu of El Bamishpat to teach you Ein, you know, Don Yechid.
Okay, yeah, you now learn Don Yechid. You have to do Barabbas.
So that's the only one that's plural.
Okay, let's go to another idea. There's a fundamental machlokes Rashi and the Ramban as to the meaning of kedusha. Rashi begins, what is the translation of Kiddusha? What is the broader picture? Rashi writes immediately, Kiddushim to you, have a perushim min ho'arayos, umin ho'avera. Stay out of trouble. That's what Kiddusha means. The default is, you're under the control of the Yetzirah. Resist temptation. If you will resist temptation, you have achieved holiness. Come up with tricks, plans, techniques to resist that temptation. The default is trouble. Resist. Have a pirushim min ho'arayos u min ho'avera shekol mokoim sho'ato motzei geder erva, offense. A protection of arayos, ata moitzei kedusha. For example, isha zoyna v'achalala lo sikachu, ani Hashem mikadishchem. Lo yichalal zaroi, ani Hashem mikadshoi. Kedoshim to you, isha zoyna v'achalala. He goes on, give other examples. Okay, that's Rashi. Ramban disagrees. Ramban says the simple meaning of kedusha is to be mikadesh atzmoi b'muterloch. Something which is permitted, something where there is no Yetzirah, to enhance, to elevate the mundane. Mekadesh atzmoy bimutar loch. Person sits down to eat food. There's nothing wrong with food. There's nothing wrong with there's no avera. If a person has food, an item to eat or to have a good time, there's nothing wrong. It's a davar shach of choil. And the Torah says, don't let anything in this world be chol. Take what appears to be chol, elevate it. Use it as a tool to go higher in your service of Hashem. It's a very different translation of the word kedusha. Rashi, we're starting out at a point of contamination, and the Torah is demanding resist, separate from contamination. Ramban, whoever said we're starting out with contamination? We're starting out with chol, and the Torah is demanding elevate the mundane to a higher level. Two very different translations of the word kedusha. Now, of course, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim. There's no question about it. Both of these interpretations are correct. Okay, I want to bring out two different ideas. One a little moment, but on a very simple level, this just attracted my attention to Parashas Tetzaveh. Parashas Tetzaveh, maybe it's not, I remember exactly, it says that you're supposed to put up in the Azara, or in the Heichel of the Mishkan, a Paroiches. V'ivdilu lechem ha-paroiches bein ha-koidesh u'bein ha-koidesh ha-kodoshim. The Paroiches is there to separate between the Koidesh and the Koidesh ha-kodoshim. Question. It's not such a question, but many of the commentators is, wouldn't you expect the pasuk to say, v'evdilichem ha-pareches bein ha-koidesh ha-kodoshim u'bein ha-koidesh? You have two chambers. One chamber is koidesh ha-kodoshim. That's the ikur. Isn't that the ikur? Isn't that where the shechina is resting? Where the oron is, where the kruvim are? That's the hashras ha-shechina. That's primary.
That's only one day a year. So.
But still, that's what's all the Kedusha. Hashem Shekhinah is resting in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Azar, in the Azara, in the Heichal, where the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach Hazav, that's Kodesh. So I think the average person, if he was describing the Beis HaMikdash and you would describe the Paroiches, that's bring a separation, you would write, V'hivdila lechem ha-paroiches bein ha-kodesh ha-kodoshim u-bein ha-kodesh. That's not what it says. It says, V'hivdila lechem ha-paroiches bein ha-kodesh u-bein ha-kodesh ha-kodoshim. So this is a very popular question. Perhaps we can suggest, al derech drush, is that these two chambers in the Beis HaMikdash represent the two types of the Machloikis, Rashi and the Ramban. Everyone agrees Rashi and Ramban are just discussing two sides of the same coin. Everyone, of course, agrees there's a Kedusha called to Mimekadesh Lechol, and there's a Kedusha, every time it says a Geder of Arayos, separation from any possibility of being Nichshol and Avera is called Kedusha. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is Hashem's territory. There is no such thing by the Ribbono Shel Olam as separation from Tumah. That Hashem has a, you can't even say the words, that there is a conflict. There's a Yetzirah and Hashem is separating himself from Yetzirah, from the Yetzirah. It's nonsense. That's ridiculous. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is purely an example of the elevation of anything that is mundane. Hashem has created a world. Hashem has established the Mokim HaMikdash to be the Mokim, the Hadoim Raglav. By resting His divine presence in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is elevating this world of Chol. That's what Hashem has done. The Kodesh HaKodoshim represents the Kedusha of the Ramban. Mekadesh Atzmoy B'Mutar Loch. What is the Heichal? The Heichal is a chamber. It's an escape room. We live in a world, Borosi Yetzahara. It's a dangerous world. You come into the Beis HaMikdash, you're safe. You are removing yourself from danger. You're coming to gain the tools in this Makom to recharge your spiritual essence in order to protect you from the dangers of the world. It's a safety net. It's an escape room. The Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, is Kodesh. But what kind of Kodesh is it relative to what's going on out there in the world? It's Rashi's Kedusha. It's Kol Makom Sho'ata Moitzei Geder Erva. Every time you find a fence to protect you from what's lurking out there, the danger of what's lurking out there, Ata Moitzei Kedusha. When you want to go juxtapose these two types of Kedusha next to each other, you can't call them both Kodesh because they're different types of Kedusha. Then you have no choice but to say, refer to the Ramban's Kedusha of the Mekadesh Atzmai B'Mutaloch with the term Kodesh Kodoshim, because that's certainly a higher Madrega. There's no contamination. You're going even higher. You're taking what is mundane and you're elevating it. Rashi's translation of Kedusha is to prepare yourself to a geder of erva, to stay away. That relative to the Ramban's type of Kedusha is Kodesh. So in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there are two chambers. There's the chamber of Rashi and the chamber of the Ramban. The Kodesh HaKodoshim is the chamber of the Ramban. Mekadesh Atzmoy B'Mutaloch. The Ribbono Shel Olam came down, He created a world, and He came down to sanctify it. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't use language that Hashem is separating Himself from contamination. The whole, that doesn't exist by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That only exists by us human beings who deal with the Yetzirah. The Kodesh HaKodoshim is the Ramban's Kedusha. Mekadesh Atzmai B'Mutaloch. The Heichal, that's our escape room. That's where we go to recharge, to to recharge and to prepare us, to elevate us, to protect us from the dangers of the Yetzer Hara that are lurking, that are out there in the world. That's Rashi's Kedusha. Kol Mokom Hevi Perushim Min Ho'arayos O Min Ho'averos. Now when you put the two together, you have the Parochas. Vivdil Lochem HaParochas Bein HaKodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKodoshim. Now we can at least appreciate a little bit the Seder Hadar, because you can't jump. You cannot jump to the level of the Ramban until you first attain the level of Rashi. There's a Seder. If you learn, you don't say this interpretation, you just want to talk, they're both the same. Kedusha is Kedusha. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, there are two holy rooms. There's this holy room, and there's that holy room. Holiness is holiness. It's an independent entity. So then it's not Derech Eretz. You have two independent entities of Kedusha. What should you say first? The higher level of Kedusha. That's where all the action is. The Kodesh HaKodoshim. But now that you learn there are two different types of Kedusha, and these two different types of Kedusha represent how you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how you elevate yourself, well, you cannot have the Kedusha of the Ramban, of the Mekadesh Atzmai B'Mutar Loch, unless you first have the prerequisite, you separate yourself from Averos. No such thing. If a person is full of Averos, there's something more fundamental to do. First, be poireish from the Averos, and then you will go higher in Mekadesh. So it makes sense. First, let's take care of Rashi. And after you finish with Rashi, now we can go to the next level of the Ramban, Vivdilo Lechem HaParoiches, Bein the Kodesh of Rashi, Lebein the Kodesh HaKodoshim of the Ramban, be poireish sur meira. First, you have to desist from the Averois, and then you can go higher to Mekadesh Atzmai B'Mutterloch. Okay, let's go to the next idea. Ish imo vi aviv tirohu, the es Shabbos soisai tishmairu, ani Hashem elokeichem. My high. Pasuk begins with Kedusha, and the Torah says, let me teach you where you'll find Kedusha in this world. Fear your parents and Shabbos. That's the opening pitch of Parshas Kedoshim. Why these two mitzvahs from all of the Taryag mitzvahs? My high. I saw quoted secondhand from the Imre Emes. Who's the Imre Emes? Ger, right? Ger? Okay, it was written approximately the Tavshin Samach Vav. A little more than 100 years from Parshas Parah. He has a drash on Parshas Parah. I do not know the Makor. I did not get a chance to look up the Makor. I believe at face value, whatever it says, whatever, from the Imri Emes. He writes an incredible Chiddush. There has to be a source for this, the Seis Shechiddush. This is just too hard to believe. It's too hard to believe. Davening, we say in Shabbos, Yismach Moshe B'manas Chalak. Excuse me. It's all it says in the Luchos. Shabbos. It says there are another nine Dibrois. The Chosuv Bohem Shmira Bohem. Shemesh is Shmir Shabbos. That's it. So the Imri Emes, he must have a source, says an incredible Chiddush. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he witnessed Klal Yisrael worshipping the eagle, what did he do? He shattered the Luchos. Chazal tells us, when he shattered the Luchos, the Oisiyos went back to Shemai. Parchos B'Yamir. He says, not all of the Dibrois were shattered. He dropped it. 9 out of 10 Dibrois on the Luchos were shattered. and the letters of 9 out of 10 went back to Shammai. There was one Dibur who mazel. It fell on the floor and it didn't break. Not every time an expensive piece of china falls on the floor does it shatter. There was one Dibur from the Aseres HaDibros fell on the floor. Guess what? It didn't break. And if it didn't break, the letters didn't go back to Shemayim. It remained here. And which Dibur is that? Shabbos. And that's what it says in the davening. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. It's the only thing, Moshe, you got left. You brought down Shemayim. You stood in Har Sinai. You brought down the Luchais. V'chosav bohem. Shmir HaShabbos. It's all you got left, Moshe. Everything else broke, but this survived. The Kedusha Shabbos, that was not damaged in the Chayto Ega. That remains pristine. When the Luchais, we know Rav Sadia Gaon says that in the Luchais is Nichlal Kol HaTorah Kula. When the Luchais were shattered, Kol HaTorah Kula was damaged, Kaviyoch. It's not pure. It's tainted because it was shattered. But Shabbos, me'ein oilam haba, Shabbos is pristine. When we observe Shabbos today, it's not because of the luchos shniyos. And then also, we've got another darga of Shabbos luchos shniyos. But we still have with us the purity of Shabbos from the Luchos Rishonos. Okay, now let's go to another very popular vart. Adam HaRishon Eivim Lechet Eitz Hadas. It says by the Eitz Hadas, how many senses does a person have? Five senses. Sight, hearing, tasting, hearing, touching,
smelling.
And smelling. It says, Nechet Eitz Hadas, that Adam used 4 of his 5 senses to enjoy the Eitz Hadas. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. He listened to his wife eat. He touched it. He touched it. And he saw. Vayar, he saw it. The only sense that is not mentioned in the Nechet Eitz Hadas is
smelling.
And therefore, Chazal developed this at length. That's why on Yom Kippurim, the highlight is the Ketores. It's Reach. Every day, this Reach, there's something very... We bring Korbonos, L'Reach Nichoyach. It's all we got left. Because the other senses were damaged. When Adam HaRishon was Chote, the Chet Eitz Hadas, He used 4 out of 5 of his senses to sin, and that aver was so great, it affected mankind at Soif HaDoros, but being that Adam did not sin with the koyach of Reach, that was not tainted, and that's all we got left. That's still pure, pristine, and we use that ad hayoyim hazeh to serve Hashem in a state of desperation. We try to achieve to give Hashem a reach nichoyach. Psamim, it's a Shabbos. All different types of things of reach nichoyach. Okay, so what do we learn from that? We learn that when Adam HaRishon was choyte, this is a very popular word that I just told you. This word you've probably heard many times. Adam was choyte, he was poigame, he damaged this world. But there's something that he did not damage. And when he did not damage, it remains pure. Adam HaRishon, built into his DNA, are all the mitzvahs. Each one of the Tayag mitzvahs, Chazal said there are 365 limbs in the body. There are 365 positive mitzvahs. Each mitzvah corresponds to one of his limbs. There are 248 loisaseis. There are 248 gidin. I'm sorry. There are more lois. There are 248 assays. I'm sorry. There are always more lois than assays, right? Okay, so the body corresponds to the assays and lois assays. When Adam HaRishon rebelled against Hashem, did not listen to Hashem, and he was nene, he damaged. He damaged his body, and in turn he damaged what the mitzvahs which he represents. But there was one mitzvah he didn't damage. because he wasn't shaykh to that mitzvah. And that is kibur avoim or moira avoim. Because Adam didn't have parents. Adam was the yitzir kapov of the Ribbono shel Olam. Isn't it amazing? Adam HaRishon did not have a mother. He was an orphan. It's an amazing thing. He was an orphan. He didn't have a mother, didn't have a father, had no appreciation of what it means, kirachem of albanim. Ki'ish asher imoy tenachamenu. Isn't that amazing? These are such basic principles. It says, ki'ish asher imoy tenachamenu, whose mother gives him comfort. What it means, kirachem, the rachmanis of a father. He had no clue. No clue what that meant. He didn't have it. You want to go say theoretically? Come on. Theory is not reality. He had no clue. When Adam HaRishon was nichshol in the chet of the Eitz Hadas and damaged the world, damaged his being, you can only damage what you got. You can't damage what you don't got. Adam was not poigein in the mitzvah of kibud avoi. Gives a whole new meaning why it says the word toiv in the Aseres Hadibrois by Kibud Avoim. Okay, that's not for now. But now with these two ideas, we can now go back and have a new appreciation of what it means here in this pasuk. The Torah parasha begins. Vayidaber Hashem Meshalem, Daber El Kol Adas Meish, Vayimar Telehem, Kidoshim Tihiyu. I demand of you, be holy people. You have to draw your holiness from a well of holiness, a source. Kidoshim to you, ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Where can you find pristine holiness to be shoyev, to be yoinek, to change your life? Two mitzvahs. Because these two mitzvahs are pristine. Ish, imo v'aviv tirohu, was never damaged. Adam HaRishon, when he was choyte in the chet Eitz Hadas, he didn't have parents. He couldn't ruin it. He couldn't affect it. I gave you Shabbos. I didn't give Adam HaRishon Shabbos. I gave Klal Yisrael Shabbos, Matan Torah. I gave Shabbos, and Moshe came down, and I gave him the whole Torah, and he destroyed it. But Yismach Moshe b'manas chelkoi. It says on the Luchos, Shabbos, that remained. That was not, that's still pristine. Therefore, use these two mitzvahs as a shoyresh for you, for inspiration, because you'll have siyata d'shmaya, success in bringing kedusha to your life, to everything in your life, if you dwell upon these two mitzvahs and everything that it represents.
Adam HaRishon had no shaykhus to Shabbos at all?
Well, Adam HaRishon, the whole Torah, had shaykhus the whole Torah, really. But because there was an extra darga, I mean, he's saying, but since we have this from the Imri MS, is that Hashem says that there was a tekufon, Hashem gave the whole Torah, Hashem gave Matan Torah, and the whole thing was destroyed, but one thing remained. Kul Yalma B'Shabbos Nit Torah, which means is that that's Shabbos Nit Torah, means Shabbos, the only thing that remained from the giving of the Torah. Everything that Hashem gave the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. He destroyed it. The Luchos Shniyos is not the same thing. Everyone will tell you that. Luchos Shniyos P'solucha. I'm not giving you my tablets. It's a watered down version of Torah. I mean, not what they can't say. I mean, it's not the same. The Kedush of the Luchos Rishonos was far superior. This is Pashut. And from that, the Imri MS, based upon whatever his sources are, that always remained. And what from Adam HaRishon remains? What was that Nifgam? He'd have parents. Mitzias. It's a Mitzias, he'd have parents. And so these two are things which are pure. What?
And the timeline of the story is that all the events of Adam and Chava took place before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. It was also not Nifgam. It was not yet. Okay, it's also an idea. It's also, it goes hand in hand. Very good. Okay, so at least something over here to think about. Okay, let's now go to another idea. In this week's parsha, now today is the anniversary of the state of Israel. Yesterday was a celebration. Yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, 9 million people, Eretz Yisrael, Medina As Yisrael, celebrated, we discussed yesterday, Yom Ha'atzmaut. And as we mentioned yesterday, it's an incredible zuchus for the country. Incredible, not to be underestimated, and underappreciated. The zuchus is that it's pushed back a day in order that there should be no chil Shabbos, in order to be mechabed Shabbos kodesh. I mean, that's an incredible thing. I said many times, it's a very big problem, Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer should be cancelled. To go to Meron, there is no, in my mind at least, there is no doubt in my mind that this year, when Lag BaOmer falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos, it should be cancelled. Because
not this year?
No. It was last year, I thought it was this year. I'm sorry. But when it falls out on Shabbos, last year, 500,000 people made Aliyah to Meron, 2 years in a row, Mitzoy Shabbos. And you know what that means? The entire military, the entire police force, every single bus in the entire country is mobilized for the event of 500,000 people going Mitzoy Shabbos to Meron. And do you know how much Chil Shabbos that involves? It is shocking. Shocking how much Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesia, the planning and the security, safety, and the bus drivers are mostly Chilonim, are preparing to get their bus in position to pick up people Mitzvah Shabbos, take them to Meron. It's mamish shocking. And the amount of speaking out has been very, very minimal. And yet, when it comes to the Medina, which, okay, I'm not going to, not everyone is such a chassid of the Medina, you know, Shabbos Kodesh. It's Thursday. Most of the time, in fact, Rubidu, I think the statistics are, most of the time it's always pushed back because it's going to be a Sunday, Thursday. So it's a tremendous limud zchus. Today, though, is Heir. Today is the anniversary of the day when the state of Israel was established. And it's been now, 71 years? And it's not a davar pasha. The Gedolei Yisrael, we're not going through this again, we did it yesterday. Loi pashut. What has been achieved, what this means, it's not so. It cannot ignore the fact that in this week's parsha is the backdrop against some of the psukim in the Torah of the greatest shevach of Eretz Yisrael. And some of the greatest limudim and musur, not just shevach, of what it means Eretz Yisrael and how to treat it. To treat Eretz Yisrael with white gloves. To be super careful. The psukim we want to mention over here, this is possible. I want to tell you an idea. How much time we have left, we'll see. The pasuk towards the end of the parasha says as follows. Very important pasuk. The pasuk says, V'oimar lochem, pasuk chavdal, towards the right before maftir. V'oimar lochem, I say to you, Hashem is speaking, atem you, Tirashu es ad mosam. You will inherit the land of the Canaanim. Va'ani and I etneno lochem. I'm going to give it to you. Loreshes oisot to possess. Eretz a land zovas cholov udevosh. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's a religious country. Don't forget, there's Ribbono Shel Olam. Asher hivdalti eschem min ho'amim. I've separated you from the nations of the world. You're not just one of the nations. You're different. Vivdaltem ben ad. Then it goes on to talk about all the different forms. It's a very, very powerful pasuk. Now, the commentators, they know there are many very important things to know about this pasuk. Number one, there's a contradiction. A major contradiction in this pasuk. The pasuk begins by telling us that the land is a Yerusha. V'oimar lochem atem tirishu. You will inherit. From whom are we inheriting the land? From whom? The Avos that only says, I don't know how many times in Chumash Bereishis, that Hashem gave the land to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov. It's a Yerusha. It's a Yerusha from the Avos. It's what it says. Tirshu, you're going to inherit. An inheritance means it's passed down to you from your ancestor. And who is that out of the Avos? Obviously Yaakov. But then immediately the pasuk contradicts itself and it says, Va'ani, I Hashem, etneno lachem. I'm giving it to you. Forget about Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Forget about them. I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving it to you for the very first time. Loreshes oisot, to possess it. I'm giving it to you to possess. And then it says the third mysterious thing. Eretz zovas cholov udvash. These words, it is Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov were never ever promised a land that flows with milk and honey. This is something new. I think it says it in Shemos as well. It says it by Moshe Rabbeinu. But they never ever said, Eretz zovas cholov udvash, not to Avraham, not to Yitzchak, and not to Yaakov. So what is this all about? The answer is, these two questions answer one another. There are tzvei dinim, talk like a briska. There are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There is the land, the physical land, and then there is success. Success, the metaphor for success is Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. To possess the physical land, it's a Yerusha. Hashem gave this to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov. It's been passed down from generation to generation. No one can deny that it's our land. But success? You want to be successful? You want to have Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash? I didn't promise Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov success. Va'ani etnena lochem loreshes oiso eretz zovas cholov udvash. How come today the umos ha'olam, they can't live with themselves that we possess Eretz Yisrael? They can't live with themselves. It's hey ear, and they're going out of their minds. How can these... What do they want from us? It's ours. It's historically proven. We know. They know it. The whole world knows it. Read the Bible. Who doesn't know that it's our land? Mind your own business. What makes them... Where is this insanity coming to their mind to deny what is obvious, what is true, what is correct? They're living in a world of fantasy. To deny us our land. The answer is as follows. They're not denying the land. The land, they know, you know something? You're right. It's our land. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, read the Bible. They really acknowledge it's our land. You know what eats them up and doesn't give them sleep? Success. Success. They cannot tolerate that the land today is Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. And for us to say that the success of the land comes from the Avos, it's our legal right, no it's not. That you didn't get from them. You got the land. You did not inherit the success. That's what bothers them. And you know something? They're right. They're right. The success of the land is not something we can say it came to us b'Yerusha. They see success and they view the success. They don't understand how it works. They see success in the land and they say, success is not a Yerusha. And since in modern times you're newcomers to this, it's not yours. What right? We should take the success for ourselves. The success was never given to you, b'Yerusha. What was given to you, b'Yerusha, from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, was the land. So if you Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael, and the land was a desert, and you were living like nomads, living in abject poverty, we'd be very happy. It's a chiddush to say that as well. To say such things is a chiddush, because I'm not so sure they would be happy with that either. But if they would see us living in the land as paupers and seeing, then look, it says in the Bible, God said, "V'imar lochem atem tirshu at masam." You can inherit the land. It's a Yerusha. But Hashem told us here in the parah, Hashem never promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Eretz, Zovas, Cholav, Udvash. First come, first serve. Success is a gift. You got to earn it. And if the Umos HaOlam see us possess Eretz, Zovas, Cholav, Udvash, and they say, that's not a Yerusha to you. How did you get that? They can't live with themselves. And the only way we can say to them, get lost, is if we really fulfill what it says in the Pasuk. V'ani ednena lechem l'reshe so eretz zovas cholov udivosh. What are the next words? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher hivdalti eschem min ho'amin. Klali, so you want success? Are you deserving of success? Are you holding up a banner that says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Are you Am Livadod Yishkoin? Or are you just part of the League of Nations? That's the complaint the Sar Shalmaila has. That's the problems that we have today. The land, that's not a problem. The success, that's the problem. We have success, but we have to deserve the success. And the only way to deserve the success is to be 100% with the program. Ani Hashem Elokeicha. Asher hivdalti eschem is am levodod yishkoin. To recognize we're not just another nation. We are the nation. The am hanifcha. That changes the entire dynamics of what Eretz Yisrael is meant to be, what should be. Now, along those lines, it's very, very fascinating. What time is it? Okay, we have a few minutes left. Along those lines, everyone asks this question. This year, Acharon Shel Pesach, for us in Chutz Li'aretz, took place when?
Shabbos.
Eretz Yisrael, they only have 7 days of Pesach. So when was the last day of Pesach?
Friday.
Parsha on Friday. So what did they do in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos? They leaned Parshas Acharei Mois. And what did they do last week? They leaned Parshas Kedoshim. We could not lean Parshas Acharei Mois when they leaned it, because for us it was still Pesach. So we leaned Parshas Acharei Mois last week. But we're now behind. Why couldn't we catch up last week and lain Acharei Mois Kedoshim, just like we lain it almost every other year? Why? Why couldn't we catch up immediately? Why do we have to make all this trouble? So I never knew a good answer. My uncle told me the answer. My uncle, Rav Elio Soloveitchik, from Landers College, he's a Rosh Yeshiva at Landers College, and he told me the answer. The answer is because what do we lay? Which haftarah do we lay in this week? So this week we're laying Parshas Kedoshim. So you would expect Kedoshim to turn to the back of the Chumash and you lay in the haftarah from Parshas Kedoshim, which is Yecheskel Perachav Beis Vayidayhi Devar Hashem Elai Leim of Yatov Adam Had Aseshpoit Aseshpoit Esir Hadamim. Okay, a whole nice discussion over here about corruption, very much relating to Parashas Kedoshim. It fits all the different things about Barayos, and about corruption, and murder, and Oishek, mamish, it fits like a glove, to parallel with what it says in Parashas Kedoshim. But guess what? We're not learning Kedoshim tomorrow. Okay? Pay attention tomorrow. We're learning Parashas Acharinus. We're learning why. Now that itself proves, that itself is the answer why we're not catching up. First, let's discuss. If this week we're learning Parashas Kedoshim, why can't we learn the Haftarah of Parashas Kedoshim? Why are we going back and learning the Haftarah of Parashas Acharei Mois? And in fact, in a regular year, when we learn Acharei Mois Kedoshim together, what do we learn? Acharei Mois. Why? It must be, there's something very, very special and very critical about the Haftorah of Parshas Acharemos, which demands that we lane it this week, even though we're laning only one parsha of Kedoshim. And for what? No, you can't lane both, because the way to really lane the Haftarah is, yeah, you can't lane from two sfarim, the Gemara. You, what?
That's more important than being on the same level, reading the same parsha.
So let's explain why. In Eretz Yisrael, after Pesach, what did they lane? What parsha did they lane the week after Pesach? Parashas Acharemos. And which Haftarah did they lane? The Haftarah of Parashas Acharemos. They already laned it. No, not for them. Not for them. So they in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach was over on Friday. Shabbos was Parashas Acharemos. And they laned the Haftarah of Parashas Acharemos in Hosea, Perek Tes, they laned it. Last week was Parshas, for us, was Parshas Acharemos. Which Haftarah did we lay last week? None of the above. Because it was Mochar Chodesh. If we would have lain last week Acharemos Kedoshim, which Haftarah would we have lain last week? Mochar Chodesh. And what parsha would we be laning this week? Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor. Can you lane Haloich Nechushim Hayuli? You can't lane that. Emor, you have to already lane the Haftarah for Parshas Emor. So the only way it can work out that we will also lane the Haftarah of Parshas Acharemos is only if we stay behind Eretz Yisrael for the next 3 months. You hear that? Because if we're going to lay in the last week Achneis Kedoshim, we have to still lay in Mach Chodesh. So that this week we'll be laying Emor. The only way is to lay in last week Acharemos and lay in Mach Chodesh, and this week lay in Kedoshim. And when you lay in Kedoshim, it's fair game to still lay in Acharemos, because normally you lay them together anyway, and you lay in the Parsha. So why is it so critical? So there are many reasons why. First of all, there are many reasons why. That's why it's the shortest Haftarah you ever lain, and yet you get the most bang for your buck from any Haftarah put together. First of all, on a very simple level, it says to you in the Haftarah, what did you get out of Pesach? Let me read you the few words of this. It's a very short Haftarah. It says, there are many layers of interpretations. We'll relay this. Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'yitzeis v'yitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. The Shabbos after Pesach. And we're still holding after Pesach because last week it was really after Pesach, really. It was just that it was Mocha Chodesh. So it was delayed, Pesach over for another week. I took you out of Egypt? Hashem says, well, that's what the message is. Guess what? I freed the slaves in the miracle also. Let me read the words. I freed the Pelishtim mikaftar and Aram mikir. You're the only slaves who broke out of, only people who broke out of slavery? Well, there's a nation called the Pelishtim, and once upon a time, they were slaves to the Kaftorim. And you know what happened? There was emancipation. They had their own Abraham Lincoln that let them free. And there was a nation called Aram. And Aram was slaves to a country called Kir. And you know what happened? They went free. Oh, so you're just like them. You also were slaves in Egypt. Big deal. Is that what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about? What became of the Kaftor? What became of the Pelishtim? What became of Aram? They don't exist anymore. They fell off the face of the earth. So you think you're so special? Pesach is over. And I took you out of Egypt. And now, Yotzo me Avdus L'Cherus. Big deal. If you don't behave yourself, you'll be just like Kaftor, and the Plishtim, and like Aram. You cannot leave Pesach without reviewing the lessons of Pesach. The whole thing is powerful Musar. Behave yourself. I took you out of Mitzrayim, so what? And you go, this is the summation. This is the end of Pesach. You cannot ignore this haftarah, whether you like it or not, even though the consequences are you're going to be waiting 3 months. You're going to be waiting 3 months to catch up. Now, in addition to that, and this is what my uncle told me. My uncle, I was very surprised he told me, because my uncle is not the Zionist type. He's definitely not. He's not how I remember it. He's real Soloveitchik. He says, you cannot ignore the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a matana of Eretz Yisrael. We discussed yesterday the Sat Meshita, we discussed the Shalosh Shavuos. It's a very complicated world. This is probably the most complicated issue in Yadus. How does a religious Jew living in Tovshin Ayin Tes understand Medinas Yisrael? You got to know the history inside out. You got to know the facts. You can't say foolish things out of ignorance. You have to know everything there is to know, and it's a lifetime worth of study to understand the complexity of what's going on. You cannot, but 71 years later, it's a different world because there's an Eretz Yisrael. And you know what this psukim is all about? It's all about the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael. It's mamish. Hine yomim boim. Look what we do. I mean, you got to be blind, not this tekufa on this time of the year when this event happened, which changed the whole world. In the parasha relating tomorrow, parasha skedoshim are some of the most yisoidistik psukim about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, talks about. I just only told you one. There are a few psukim about Orla. And about Neter Avai, the East Psukim doesn't just say the mitzvah, it talks about the Kedushas Haaretz. Parshas Kedusha is about Kedusha. What more significant element of Kedusha is there in this world than the Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael? It's all packaged in Parshas Kedusha. Is it just a coincidence that 71 years ago, the world accepted the fact that Klal Yisrael should return, is permitted to return and live in peace in Eretz Yisrael? You're going to just ignore that? You're going to say that this is something only... You can't... You got to be out of your mind. And the Haftorah, look at the Haftorah. Hine yomim bo'im no'um Hashem v'nigash choyresh ba'koytzer v'doirech anovim b'moshe chazora v'yitifu hehorim os asis. The earth... Eretz Yisrael is going to come to life. V'chol ha'gvois tis moy gagna. V'shavti eshivuf ami Yisrael. The law of return. Anyone here can get on a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael and live there forever after. You know what this means? Our ancestors couldn't fathom such a thing. The Shavti Yeshivus Ami Yisrael Uvanu Arim Neshamois. The Yashvu, the Natu Chromim, the Shoswes Yena, the Yosu Ganois, the Ochlus Piriam. Unitatim Al Admosam, the Lo Yinosishu, you will not be uprooted. Oid me Al Admosam Asher Nosati Lohem, Omar Hashem Elokoich. Could you imagine if we would have lain last week, Achrei Mois Kedoshim? And then we would lay in Mocha Chodesh, and this wouldn't even be read in public. And we'll go this week to Parashas Emor. That would be kofui toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We would be mamish the spitz of being kofui toiv that we have lived in a time when these words, whether any shade of Zionism that you find yourself. There's no one today, there's no living Jew today, whether they like it or not, is not nene from the fact that there is an Eretz Yisrael. That the place you can go is safe and secure. No living Jew has not benefited in an enormous ways from the reality, the facts on the ground. There are hashkafic issues. No one is denying that. Don't make light of those things. And to make light of those things is ignorance, pure ignorance, not to know the facts. But the facts speak also for themselves. And the words, there are no words in the entire Tanakh that express this bracha greater than Hosea in this Haftarah. Could you imagine the Avla? What would have been to the Kofui Toiv Klal Yisrael not to read these words at this time of the year? It would be a Geferlich Avla. Chazal, in their insight, when they made the calendar, you don't skip this Haftarah whether you like it or not. This Haftarah must be read, even if it means you're going to play catch up for 3 months. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Isn't that
what? Almost. I'm sorry. Almost. Sorry. Test almost. Almost. Sorry.